This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when he's back. I mean, President Trump. He's back doing a public event, seems to be in good spirits. And it's actually a public event that I think is relatively uncontroversial. No, it doesn't have to do with pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey. That comes next week. And that may... how do you pardon a Thanksgiving turkey in the midst of a pandemic? I'm not sure. And again, the White House, a dangerous place. Literally a dangerous place in terms of COVID infections. There is a new White House aide, and this is kind of surprising because I didn't even know he was working in the White House. The son of Rudy Giuliani has just tested positive for COVID-19. He is a member of the Trump administration. President Trump today was speaking about lowering drug prices. Again, not particularly controversial. It sounds like it's a good thing. Most people think it could actually lower drug prices for some people who are on Medicare or consumers in general. We will get to that in just a moment. We will also be covering the tendency all across the country to take pride in decriminalizing drugs, making drugs more available. This is a disaster for little kids. Why? Not because they are likely to be harmed by the drugs themselves, but they are very likely to be harmed by parents who give away their lives, their consciousness, their ability to be good parents in order to enjoy, quote, recreational drugs. We will get to that with Naomi Schaefer Riley, who has written a powerful piece on that subject. There are also a bunch of new movies. I mean, a whole bunch of new movies. One of them about serial killers. Why do they do what they do? It's a disturbing film, but an interesting one. We will be reviewing that. And a holiday movie from the Lego Star Wars franchise. Yes, but this is part of trying to correct a troubled history. And a really, really wonderful film with some of the same personnel who were involved in Slumdog Millionaire and bringing to life one of the great classics from world literature. And it's a beautiful film, one of the best I've seen this year. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First up, let's go to the president, because just moments ago at the briefing room of the White House, he was delivering maybe not quite with his normal zing and zest, but plenty of energy. The president always has that. His bid to lower prescription drug costs, and the way it's covered in ABC News, which has not always been so nice to President Trump, trying to close out major unfinished business, the Trump administration issued regulations today that could lower the prices Americans pay for many prescription drugs. That's a wonderful thing. And it's very important, particularly for people who need those drugs. But in a time of political uncertainty, it's hard to say whether the rules will withstand expected legal challenges from the pharmaceutical industry or whether the incoming Biden administration will accept, amend, or try to roll them back entirely. They almost surely will accept them because Biden has been one of the many Democrats who approach this issue the same way President Trump does. There seems to be agreement on this. Relying on international prices, reports ABC, to lower U.S. costs is an approach also favored by Democrats, including President-elect Biden. But Democrats go even further. Well, we'll see if they want to go further. They want to build on this successful initiative in the last weeks of the Trump administration. Here was the president speaking today, and of course, This was not in his prepared statement, but he couldn't resist making a few remarks about the campaign in which he just participated, and which, if you didn't realize it, according to the president at least, he won. Listen.
Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out. Almost 74 million votes. We had Big Pharma against us. We had the media against us. We had Big Tech against us. We had a lot of dishonesty against us. But Big Pharma alone ran millions and millions of dollars in ads. In fact, I looked at it and I said, who is it? I've never seen anything quite like it, because I told them I'm going to have to do this. You know, I was put here to do a job. And Pfizer and others were way ahead on vaccines. You wouldn't have a vaccine if it weren't for me for another 4 years, because FDA would have never been able to do what they did, what I forced them to do. And Pfizer and others even decided to not assess the results of their vaccine. In other words, not come out with a vaccine until just after the election. That's because of what I did with favored nations and these other elements, instead of their original plan to assess the data in October. So they were going to come out in October, but they decided to delay it because of what I'm doing, which is fine with me, because frankly, this is just a very big thing. A very big thing. What I'm doing here, I don't know if anyone's going to appreciate it. So they waited and waited and waited, and they thought they'd come out with it a few days after the election. And it would have probably had an impact. Who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have. I'm sure they would have found the ballot someplace, the Democrats and the group.
All right, Mr. President, I want you to know he doesn't know if anybody else is going to appreciate it or notice. I appreciate it. I think the American people appreciate it. We notice. The difficulty right now is that this attempt, I think, and it was his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and other people around President Trump have been trying to get him out, positively engaged, and sort of lead him to less obsessive involvement with trying to prove charges of voter fraud, trying to get the election overturned. It's not going to happen. And whether you think it should happen or it shouldn't happen, the overwhelming horror yesterday, horror is not too strong a word, at Rudy Giuliani's press conference after my show, I was able to watch the entire thing. And, you know, your jaw drops. I said it was, people were horrified. It did look like a horror movie when it appeared, and at least initially, like Rudy was bleeding on both sides of his head. And they say it was melting hair dye or dissolved hair dye, and because he was sweating. And whatever it was monstrous. And I honestly, I have not found anyone who actually watched the thing or read the transcripts or looked at it who thinks that it helped the president's cause. By the way, they finished the vote counting and the recounting, and then the additional recounting in Georgia. They have not certified yet. There was a false report that came out that said they had finished certifying the votes in Georgia, where Biden won by 12,000 votes. But they have apparently finished, but it won't be officially certified until this evening. And North Dakota also certifies this evening. That means that there will be 17 states already that have certified their ballots from the election. There's terrific pieces by conservatives all over the lot. I mean, everywhere. At National Review, in the Senate of the United States, among governors, in the House of Representatives of the United States, state legislators, and yes, Fox News as well. And not just Kristen, who gave a very fine response to the Giuliani press conference yesterday, but generally there's a desire to move on for the sake of the country. And it also involves the sake of President Trump's future. There's some new light cast on that as well, which we will get to all coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's bad news and sad news that Rudy Giuliani's adult son revealed this morning that he had tested positive for COVID-19. He is the latest White House staffer to come down with a respiratory virus, reports the New York Daily News. Andrew Giuliano, Giuliani, Andrew Giuliani, who is 34, works as a public liaison assistant at the White House. And he announced his diagnosis in a tweet just a day after his father was seen sweating profusely during a bizarre press conference in Washington, D.C. They write, "This morning I tested positive for COVID-19. Giuliani's son tweeted, "I am experiencing mild symptoms and I'm following all appropriate protocols, including being in quarantine and conducting contact tracing." And it was not at all clear if Giuliani had recently been in contact with a 76-year-old father. And they say in the New York Daily News, Andrew Giuliani joins a long list of Trump White House staffers who have tested positive for the virus. That includes Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, advisor Hope Hicks. A speedy recovery. It's almost impossible not to feel sorry on some level for Rudy Giuliani and his family. And that was my overwhelming reaction to that press conference yesterday. This is a guy who, not that long ago, was America's hero mayor. Everybody remembers that. And he did a wonderful job for 8 years as mayor of New York City. He did. And this is not a good moment, a good style for him to go out. Yesterday, and it was dramatic, they aired the press conference live on C-SPAN, where I watched it, and then they also did it on Fox News live. And they had a Fox News reporter named Kristen Fisher, who came on immediately afterward, and she was actually excellent, and I think very balanced. Fair and balanced, to coin a phrase. Here is the way she responded to the president's legal team after the press conference at the Republican National Committee headquarters yesterday. Listen.
Well, that was certainly a colorful news conference from Rudy Giuliani, but it was light on facts. So much of what he said was simply not true or has already been thrown out in court. And, you know, Giuliani, he opened by making this really bold and baseless claim that a lot of this alleged nationwide voter fraud that he's referring to all came from one centralized place. He called it a nationwide conspiracy. And yet he failed to provide any hard evidence to back up that one specific claim, especially when you're dealing with a claim that really cuts to the core of our democratic process.
Look, I think she's right. And she went on to say this. She said, "Up on that stage with Giuliani was a big poster with a headline, 'Multiple Paths to Victory.' But Giuliani never credibly explained a single path, let alone multiple ones," she said. "So the fact remains that the Trump campaign has yet to provide, at least in court, hard evidence of voter fraud and irregularities widespread enough to overturn the outcome of the election and to effectively challenge President-elect Joe Biden's stance as the president-elect." Now, when this is the immediate reaction in real time from Fox News, I think the country is kind of coming together, which is a good thing. And in fact, one of the president's most enthusiastic supporters for years has been Tucker Carlson, one of the most popular cable TV hosts in the business. And last night, Tucker was on explaining that they had tried to get Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is the associate of Rudy Giuliani. She's a former prosecutor, as Rudy is. And Sidney Powell made truly astonishing claims that there were voting machines that had reversed millions of votes, not hundreds, but millions of votes deliberately, and it was all part of a plot that was designed initially by Hugo Chavez, who's been dead for 7 years. And she made a series of claims about illegal communist money, as she put it, that is behind this, and repeatedly emphasized the fact that she believed President Trump had won by a huge margin. Here's what Tucker Carlson said about his invitation to try to get Sidney Powell to come on his show. Listen.
And we took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people in positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence either, nor did she provide any today at the press conference. Powell did say that electronic voting is dangerous, and she's right. We're with her there. But she never demonstrated that a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another. Not one. So why are we telling you this? We're telling you this because it's true. And in the end, that's all that matters, the truth. It's our only hope. It's our best defense.
Okay, he's completely right about that. Sidney Powell, just to be fair, she is an attorney on President Trump's election legal team. She shot back at Tucker Carlson this morning after he said she got angry and refused to provide the evidence on his show for her claims of voting software flipping the votes. She says, no, I didn't get angry with a request to provide evidence. She said this morning during an interview with Fox News business anchor Maria Bartiromo, she said, in fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker that I had not even attached to a pleading yet to help him understand the situation, and I offered him another witness who would explain the mathematics and the statistical evidence far better than I can. I'm not really a numbers person, she added. But he was very insulting, demanding, and rude, and I told him not to contact me again in those terms. She said, no, I didn't get angry. It sounds like she got pretty angry. And this is really the core problem that Jim Garrity, another outstanding conservative, poses. And he poses it this morning in National Review. I want to get to that and also the president's big meeting coming up with the Speaker of the House. No, not Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House for the state of Michigan, their assembly, and the leader, Republican leader of the state Senate. Why is he meeting with them? We'll tell you about that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
The The CDC says the nation is on pace to reach nearly 300,000 COVID-19 deaths by Christmas. There were nearly 2,000 Americans who died yesterday because of the coronavirus. New infections continue to rise and are approaching 200,000. There was a record of nearly 183,000 reported on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Schaefer Riley, who often writes for the Wall Street Journal, is one of my favorite columnists. She's one of my favorite book authors. She has a brand new column that's very important. I think I can also mention she is married to another one of my favorite columnists, Jason Riley, who you read regularly in the Wall Street Journal. And Naomi, first of all, I hope that you and your family will enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving, even under these difficult circumstances.
Yes, I think my 13-year-old is planning to cook us a gourmet meal, so even though we won't be with extended family, at least we'll eat well.
Well, that's terrific. And again, you have a beautiful family with you and Jason and the kids anyway.
Yeah,
your new piece is tremendously important because it deals with this green wave that people are talking about. All over the country, in states as disparate as Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota, there's been the legalization of what's called recreational marijuana. And then in Oregon, of course, the decriminalization of virtually everything. Drugs is not a harmless recreational pastime, you point out, especially for the children of people who are using those drugs. Explain to people how we know this.
So the easiest way to understand this is just looking at when kids are removed from their homes into foster care. And we know that at a minimum, about 38% of those cases, drugs are a factor in the removal. In fact, if you talk to experts and anyone who has contact with the foster care system, the number is actually probably closer to 80%. There are a variety of ways that drugs are causing our problems in the child welfare system. You have situations where mothers are, of course, using drugs while they're pregnant, and that causes a lot of problems for children both immediately after birth and in the long term. But I think, frankly, the biggest problem is the way drugs induce parents to commit neglect. A lot of people don't understand what we mean when we say by child neglect, but I think a lot of parents, will understand what I mean when I say that there are these very important ages when children are what I call mobile but totally irrational, when you have to watch every second to make sure they're not running out the door or touching a hot stove or swallowing Legos or anything like that. And it is hard even for sober parents to do those things, but if parents are incapacitated because of drugs or alcohol, it makes it virtually impossible.
Yeah, you're right, and this is a very important point. Before their first birthday, children obviously require an enormous amount of attention, constant feeding and changing, burping and rocking. They can't do anything for themselves. Even a few hours of parental inattention can have grave consequences, but then children enter what you called the mobile but totally irrational stage. They still need constant supervision to ensure they aren't touching a hot stove or walking out the door that's accidentally left open and so forth. What is the problem that marijuana in particular, which is the focus of a lot of your concern, people who use marijuana regularly, how would they tend to perform less effectively with children in this kind of need?
I think this is true of marijuana, but it's really true of all drugs that tend to incapacitate us, that tend to delay our mental responses to particular events, that tend to just sort of make us, you know, in layman's terms, kind of out to lunch. And that's actually the purpose of the drugs. You know, and you obviously get the situation when people are consuming too much alcohol, too. If you cannot pay attention to small children, you know, there are real dangers to them. I mean, 3/4 of the child fatalities in this country happen to kids under the child maltreatment fatalities happen to kids under the age of 3, and most of those are because of neglect. I think a lot of people misunderstand child welfare. They think these are instances of parents who are beating their kids or things like that. In fact, what we understand is that parents who really are not sober enough to understand what's going on with their kids, and by the way, this extends not just to like the immediate treatment of the kids, but what we find is that, you know, parents who are so out to lunch that they don't realize that there's no heat in their house, or don't realize that there's no running water, or that there's no proper hygiene going on in their house, or that kids have missed medical appointments. All of those things, you know, can lead to severe consequences for children, and they're not necessarily like that a parent intends to do this, but once a parent is so dependent on drugs, they cannot be paying sufficient attention to their children, and that is the problem.
One of the things that I think you've gone into in your research and is very important is that there's a general argument that by decriminalizing, by emphasizing treatment and rehabilitation rather than punishment, we actually decrease the levels of addiction and overdoses. What do the statistics actually show?
Well, I think what's happened, I don't actually object to the idea that we should be treating people who have addiction problems. What I think is the problem is that when you look at the numbers, even as we have turned and offered people more and more treatment, the overdose deaths in this country have actually continued to go up. So we need to have a combination here of criminalization, not because it necessarily turns into something where, you know, we're not throwing people in jail because they're caught with a dime bag of marijuana. But what we want to do is make sure that we keep the costs of selling drugs and dealing drugs high enough so that it's hard for people to get them. Because the easier it is for people to get them, the lower the cost it is, the more likely they will get them and then become addicted. And that is the effect that you'll see on children.
What do you say to those people who say, wait, there is no addiction to marijuana, it's just basically a harmless habit?
I think that that's certainly not true, you know, from the scientific literature. I mean, there are definitely people who cannot go a day without smoking weed. And if you go into the foster care system or look at even the people who are receiving, you know, quote-unquote in-home services to help with their parenting, you know, whose children are in danger of being taken away, there are a lot of instances where parents are spending the entire day high. And so, you know, if you want to say that it's a different kind of addiction than opioids, that's fine. But if you can't go a day without smoking pot, then you definitely have a problem, and you'll have a problem taking care of your children.
Naomi Riley, what's the next step? What kind of changes or efforts should we be focusing on to deal with the problems you've talked about?
is, I think, just giving people a better sense of just how big a problem drugs are in the child welfare system. You know, we have this general category called neglect. A lot of people think that that just means that parents are impoverished and that if we gave them more cash welfare payments or housing vouchers or food stamps, that these problems would be solved. And they really don't understand how much that word neglect is masking a huge drug problem in the child welfare system. So I think that's the first thing. I would actually encourage states to just tell, you know, child welfare workers when they're doing investigations, don't even bother with the word neglect. Just say whether there are drugs involved or not, because I think the public would get a better understanding of what's going on. You know, then the other thing that I have done, I visited a few years ago a family drug court, you know, which works like a drug court, you know, in the sense that it is focused on rehabilitation. But one of the things that these courts do is that they see the parents, you know, week in and week out, making sure that they're taking drug tests, that they're clean, and that their family and their kids are being well cared for by all the services that are available in the community. One of the things that happens when kids are taken away in kind of a regular family court situation is that, you know, they could go months at a time without seeing a judge. So the kids will either be left in the home in a problematic situation, or they'll be separated from their parents for months and no one knows whether parents are cleaning up their acts. So those are two things that I think we could do to improve this situation.
Naomi Schaefer Riley, her column is entitled Legal Drugs Are Fashionable and Treacherous for Children. She's a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you for your piece in Wall Street Journal, and thank you for your constant efforts to make us better as a society. So can those efforts continue before this election dispute is resolved? They can and will, I'm confident. Coming up on the Medved Show.
By the way, I think your show is great. I disagree with almost everything you say, but you at least give people a chance to talk.
Michael Medved.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved Show. I am very proud to say that we are pleased to announce a big new current holiday sale at the Medved History Store. And for those of you who haven't gone to the Medved History Store before, now is the time. It's a 60% off, lowest price we've ever offered on the entire Medved History Store library. And you can get this in compact disc format. It's over 100 hours of stories and history background on the history of this country. And it's well over 100 hours because there are different titles, very detailed account of the American Revolution, accounts about the Civil War, about the miracle of Abraham Lincoln, which we were talking about a little bit yesterday. With the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, there's material on the Kennedy assassination. We're coming up to the anniversary there. Material on World War I, which most people know nothing about. Why did we get involved? How did we get involved? Was it a gigantic mistake? Material on why we really won World War II, and much, much more. Three big lies about Vietnam. In fact, I was thinking about this and feeling very proud. This is, to some extent, my life's work. Of course, I'm very proud of 14 books, and the most recent one coming out in paperback in a couple of months. And but the history shows, the history programs, where we explore all these topics, when you put them all together in the History Store library, which is 60% off right now, you can go to michaelmedved.com and see what it offers. But what it really offers is not just a year, but because it is over 100 hours, it's like a full undergraduate education in American history. And honestly, I do say so, and I don't mean to be immodest, but I'm fairly confident that somebody who actually listens to all of those history programs, puts that all together, will come out knowing more about our actual history, not the politically correct, distorted, anti-American version of it, but the real amazing and thought-provoking and inspiring history of the United States. Now, go to the History Store right now. Click on the banner. There's a sale banner at michaelmedved.com. And you can get the Medved History Store library. It's 60% off. Or 25% off anything else, like any of the single CDs or downloads, which you can get immediately in time for Thanksgiving. And yes, of course, we have the full story of the original Thanksgiving that's very much included there. And also how America helped to invent what we call the modern holiday of Christmas. That's one of our history programs as well. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Okay, some history is being made today when President Trump is meeting with these two Republican leaders of the Michigan legislature. And these two guys are winging their way to Washington. They're supposed to meet with the president sometime early this evening. And this has provoked all kinds of discussion, and partially because somebody in the Team Trump made the mistake of leaking the idea that the reason he's calling these leaders of the Michigan legislature, and the leaders are the Senate Majority Leader, whose name is Mike Shirkey, and the House Speaker, Lee Chatfield. And they're both good guys. They are mainstream conservatives. They're solid. They're responsible. So what the president, at least according to unidentified sources, is trying to do by meeting with them is to persuade them to ignore or defy the certification of Biden's victory in Michigan, where Biden is, it's not a small victory. He's ahead by 157,000 votes. It's a lot. And according to the stories, what President Trump wants to do is to urge the Republican leaders in Michigan to use their power and to use their majorities in both the State House and the State Senate to go ahead and certify a slate of Trump electors that would be sent to Washington. Now, when that happens, almost surely, the governor of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, is going to go ahead and release her own slate of Biden electors. And then it will be up to the Senate and the House of Representatives to try to sort out which electors get seated. Or, and right now, President Trump himself has been talking about this, if they are able to deny either party from getting a majority in the Electoral College, and if you have these challenged slates of electors, all you need is to take a few away, and then there's no majority for anybody, and then the election goes to the House, where the assumption is that Trump could be reelected because there are 26 of the states now have Republican majorities in their House delegation, and each state only gets one vote. Okay, none of this is going to happen. And it's, first of all, it's a terrible idea, because the whole idea of this scheme is to subvert the will of the people. Challenging people in court over charges of vote fraud or voter manipulation is fine. That's fine. It's the right way to do it. But trying to get our elected representatives to ignore the people who elected them and to go ahead and defy the will of the people after they have participated in a very high turnout election, it's a dreadful idea. It's a dreadful idea. And by the way, you know who says so? These two guys who are flying out to Washington to meet with the president. It doesn't sound like he's going to be able to persuade them. Earlier this week, Mike Shirkey, who was the Senate Majority Leader, said that Biden is the president-elect and that an effort to award Michigan's electoral votes to Trump was not going to happen. And Shirkey's office has made that point again and again, and the Speaker of the House has also indicated, and so have leaders in other disputed states have indicated, no, we're not going along with this. It's ridiculous. Robin Vose, who is the Republican Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly, said, under our statutes, we have no part in the process. The Speaker of the House in Arizona, whose name is Rusty Bauer, sent a letter to his Republican colleagues emphasizing that he voted for Trump, but noting that the courts had already debunked some of the president's claims and making clear that the lawmakers could not intervene by interfering with the will of the voters. And he wrote, I wish to respond by simply saying I took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state of Arizona. And Biden won Arizona by 11,000 votes. It's the first time a Democrat had won Arizona since 1996. Look, this is going nowhere. And where it is going, I suspect maybe even before the Thanksgiving holiday, is some recognition that Joe Biden is going to be president. And what that means is that Trump's place in history and his future, if he does want to run for president again, and I think he does, and I think it's entirely conceivable that he could have a viable campaign, but not if he keeps this up. If he is looked at someone who simply will not accept reality, that's going to destroy his shop. There's a very, very good piece by Mark Thiessen in nationally syndicated columnists. I'd love to have him on about it. He talks about the 8 steps by which Trump can regain power. And part of it means focusing like a laser beam on Georgia right now, helping the Republicans hold control of the U.S. Senate, cooperating with Joe Biden. And by the way, there's an easy way to do that, to begin that. I did a tweet about this at Medved Show is my Twitter handle. And the tweet that I suggested, it's today is Joe Biden's birthday. He's 78 years young. Today. And what would be wrong with the idea of the President of the United States taking 5 minutes, picking up the phone, getting them to put him through to President-elect Biden and saying, hey, I wanted to call to wish you a happy birthday. And you know what? Maybe sometime before Thanksgiving, we can get together, let the election disputes sort themselves out, but let's get together and figure out what we can do together to help the country. Because that's the best way to remain, sustain, and protect this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Here's a special discount, special just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the...
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.